My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Tone, good morning. We are at Def on 1.
Hey, good morning.
I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it anymore. That's the way I'm supposed to act, right? Am I supposed to act that way?
No, I don't think you have to act like that at
all. Well, I tell you what, over the country,
why would you have to act like that?
Our buddy Kincaid and Zalatunas, they are reaching a quote-unquote boiling point with the Phillies. Mets fans, they want them to call Trevor Bauer. Yankees fans are actually pretty happy. Mitch is pretty happy in there. I mean, Jazz Chisholm, seemingly he's going to be in Monument Park here very soon over there.
Already calling him Smooth Jazz over in the Bronx.
Dynamite dropping.
I mean, we had a Dr. Smooth.
We did. But you said we weren't huge on the nickname.
No, I never liked that nickname.
Yeah. It worked for some. It didn't work for me. So are we at DEF CON 1 here? Like, I heard Peterlin. We'll play some of that at 640. I heard Peterlin last night. Like, I got in the truck, and he was killing the Guardians. I mean, put them in a bag and got a baseball bat and beat on the bag.
So he was doing Look at Me radio yesterday? That's what he was doing?
Wait a minute. He had a lot of people agreeing with him. Like, hold on now.
I'm sure that definitely played to the vocal, very vocal minority loser faction of the fan base right
Woo!
Now. I'm sure that got them all pumped up.
Whoa!
So that's good.
No, hold on.
I'm glad those guys could all get in a room and commiserate and have a good time. I'm impressed.
I wouldn't call them losers, Anthony.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I definitely would.
Tone.
These are the same people that acted like the season was over 2 weeks ago when I pointed out 1,000 times, hey, have you paid attention to any of the other good teams in Major League Baseball? And then you notice that conversation is quieted quickly as they have a 6.5 game lead. And, oh, by the way, might be important to note, the Guardians have the best record in baseball right now. And so if you're outraged this morning, I think you're a loser fan. I think you're just looking to be heard.
Off we go.
I think you are you've always had something deep seated about the Dolans, about the organization, about Chief Wahoo, about whatever. And so you thought that today or last night was gonna be your big moment to shine, then you realize, oh, you're just talking to the dorks on social media. You're just talking to each other. You're just having a big conversation to reaffirm everything you already believe. And then you realize, oh, it's actually a team that has the best record in baseball right now that a lot of us are having fun with.
I don't know what was a stronger rumble, what you just did or the implosion in Avon Lake.
Did you hear it?
No. Owen's family did. They were
boots
woken
on
up.
The ground.
Yeah.
Literally, they were in bed. Well, they, boots in the bed.
They said anytime between 5 and 7, and they set the thing off at 5:41. The, was it built, 1928, 23?
It was built a long time ago, yeah.
Long time ago. And then they immediately switched over on the news because they imploded the old power plant in Avon Lake. They switched over on the news. There was a I'm not taking
parts
any
of it. There's more to come later in the year.
Lime has taken plenty of swings over here. I'm not taking any swings. I turned on Channel 3. I'd never seen the guy before, and he's reporting. And then after the implosion, he's got a mask on. I go, oh great, the governor's going to show up, and here we go.
More explosive. 5:40 a.m. in Avon Lake or 5:40 p.m. yesterday on the Fan.
I think right now the more explosive, most explosive, what Lima just said. 216-474-0092. Are those outraged losers? Are they losers?
How is Avon Lake getting power right now if they just lost their power plant?
Well, it's been shut down for a while.
Will somebody answer that one for me?
So we can't even get the solar power because the plume of smoke.
Do we have hamsters? Do we have a video on the hamsters?
It's the old video where they go down in the bowels of the Sports Center studios, and it's Lance Armstrong riding the bike.
Right.
All right, are those outraged? Are the people who are outraged because they didn't quote unquote make more moves? Are they losers? Is that what you want to ask people today?
I've just seen this. I've seen this from, it's all the same people. There's like probably 25 of them on social media. And there was nothing. There was nothing that the team was going to be able to do that was going to change your thought on any of the organizational things you've been upset with, the ownership things you've been upset with over the course of this. So what do they do at the trade deadline every year? They get really upset. They were the same people that got really mad last year that they made a trade at the deadline when clearly that was the smart move. You were on the wrong side of history if you were the one saying, oh, they waved the white flag. Yeah, they weren't good last year. I mean, everybody can delude themselves into thinking that they've got a shot. And that's what happened last year. Those people were wrong. I don't hear any of those people apologizing for being completely wrong last year. I don't hear any of those people being wrong for the countless times that the Guardians have won trades, that fans were upset at the trades. So it doesn't surprise me that those same people are like, hey, here's another chance. It's a trade deadline. It's time to rip the team that I probably don't even really watch to begin with. And so that's what happened. Even though a bunch of us are watching, a bunch of us are actually going to the games, a bunch of us are showing support for this team because they have been exciting and they have the best record in baseball.
Documented.
And so
right
if
here.
You're
well
if,
documented.
If you're mad today, then just admit it's your bit. It's the thing you've been doing for a long period of time. And
so you're saying they'll just never like the Guardians.
Right. There's
they'll
nothing,
just never really
and
like
you might
them.
Not even be watching them. You're just like, they haven't won a World Series since 1948. Yeah, they're really hard to win, and baseball's a stupid, inequitable sport. We hammer that all the time. But I don't think today is the day to focus on that. I think today is the day to focus on the fact that they did add to their team and they got the best record in baseball. So if you want to dwell on the fact that they didn't get all the All-Stars, by the way, Kenny, how many All-Stars were traded yesterday at the trade deadline?
I think zero.
I think the answer is zero. The All-Stars this year.
Hold on. Let me just make sure here. Hold on.
This isn't these people, I think, compare it to NFL or the NBA. And they think all these significant names.
Oh, Jazz Chisholm was an All-Star 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, someone was like, Flaherty. Flaherty was not an All-Star this year.
I did not expect this. Like, I was going, man, like, I think we got excited about Jack Flaherty and the idea of him, the name of Jack Flaherty. Because you talk about these names, and then it becomes a point where you have to have them. And then when you don't have them, like, that's all there is. Like, Alex Cobb, I will agree with what Jonathan said yesterday about Alex Cobb. I'm like, well, that's not really exciting to anybody. He's 36 years old. He's coming off an injury. Mm-hmm. He had a good ERA last year, but that's last year.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a setback. Like, I don't know what that's really going to do for him. I'd probably, unless he comes in and he does something really well, I think I'd rather have the prospect, to be honest with you. But that's prospect hugging. I know that people don't
to
hear
the
that.
Same logic, Flaherty was the last 3 years was great this year.
There's people here. I'm going to get to you guys. Do you guys think that those who are outraged, quote unquote, with the Guardians are losers? I mean, I don't I'm not going to call them losers. I'm not mad like you aren't mad.
So what are your feeling?
I feel like I'm on my heels. I feel like I'm
not
my heels.
Really getting a feeling out of you, Ken Carmen. How do you feel today?
I feel that they were stopped because they do not have the type of farm prospects that they've had in the past. I think that they were stopped because there is an extra wild card. I think a lot of this is part of what...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The economics. Economics is a bad word because you automatically think of the owner being cheap. I think of all this is that you didn't have the wherewithal that other teams did to make necessary trades to bring guys in. I mean, Antonetti basically said it himself. Did he not yesterday? I mean, listen, I know people don't want to hear Antonetti on this, but this is Antonetti yesterday about trying to make the best deals for themselves.
We traded for the players we did. So I think you can infer from that how we felt about other deals. If we felt there were better deals, we would have made them.
Is it crazy to say that they may have been simply outbid?
Well, we don't know what other teams even think. Remember, other teams scout our players too. They scout our prospects too.
Yeah.
What do other teams think about Dellotter, Manzardo? Maybe they're not as high. It was the third best prospect for the Dodgers. They gave up their third best prospect to get Flaherty.
Yeah.
Detroit also. While I thought it was interesting, me and you did have a good conversation about whether or not Detroit would want to trade in the division, because Jason Lloyd said there was no way they were ever going to trade Flaherty. He said this, you know, last week.
I still didn't like that reasoning for it, but either way.
I've heard both sides of it because I do think it's interesting. Like, if you could
Did you see my reasoning for it?
Well, if you could steal prospects from the Guardians, then why wouldn't you give up Flaherty in the meantime? But again, I don't know what Detroit thought of our prospects. Just because we label our prospects a certain way and we rank them a certain way, they might look at them and they might not be as blown away. And so I'm supposed to sit here in fiction land and say that, well, this deal would have been easily better than another deal. Not if they don't like your prospects as much.
Like, in years past, if I had the Guardians' fifth best prospect, is the Guardians' fifth best prospect better than the Yankees' second best prospect? Maybe in a lot of ways, yes. I mean,
if you're
going down the chart, like, that's the way it is. But if the Guardians have their third best prospect, which is ranked against the Dodgers' third best prospect, well, they, in their farm system, may have him ranked a bit higher. Let me go to the phones here. KB in Brunswick, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, KB. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Listen, man. The thing I want to get into about the Guardians in this trade is, I get the names. I get what you see and what you hear. What I know is Soler went somewhere. Austin Hayes went somewhere better. We got nothing. I am a Yankee fan. Watching Jazz do what he's done for the past couple of days.
Wait a minute. You said we got nothing. Hold on. You said we got nothing, but you also said you were a Yankees fan.
When I say we, I mean the Guardians, Cleveland. I live in Cleveland. I love the team. I like
but you're a Yankees fan.
Yes, but all I right, love come
on. So you're saying it is possible.
KB. KB. No word. KB. KB.
Listen, man. Okay.
Owen. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God in heaven. The sweet team music. It is-
I can't allow it to go on when I give him in the other room hell all day long. I can't do it. I have to be fair to Mitch. Mitch is all excited about the Jazz Chisholm thing. I'm going to rip him for it. You can't say we if you also say you're a Yankee fan. It doesn't work that way. There's no we when it comes to the... And I know it's not the Steelers and Browns, but there's no we when it comes to the Steelers and Browns. There's no we when it comes to Ohio State and Michigan. And I know it's different because in our generation, they're not really rivals, even though they made a documentary about it, whatever. I know that they're not really rivals in our generation. You still can't do that. They're still hated by 99% of sports fans. Yes.
Just to provide a little perspective, I am on MLB.com. They have their 2024 all-trade deadline team. The Guardians registered two players on there, including Alex Cobb, who was the fifth starter. I think that's more of just showing you what the trade deadline was.
Yeah, I think
there wasn't a ton of great movement, right?
I think these people think it's like the NFL when the Browns are trading for Odell Beckham or Deshaun Watson or the Cavs are trading for Donovan Mitchell. And then you look at the names, the caliber of players that were traded at the deadline. If you are freaking out that they didn't get any of these guys who you probably didn't even know existed a year ago, then I think you're probably overreacting, especially considering, Guardians have the best record in baseball today. So I think you sound kind of silly today.
I got something to counterpoint here in just a second. Robert in Euclid. Robert, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Robert.
I think anyone who's getting crazy is ridiculous, but the one thing the Guardians have to do is they look for controllable years, and they look for guys that don't have a ton of money left on their contract, which really really shrinks our pool. So we do end up with an outfielder 1 year arbitration left, who's he's an average outfielder, batting 250, he steals bases. That wasn't a horrible trade at all, and then we get a pitcher who hasn't pitched all year. And who last year was an all-star, so it's kind of like an if combat, whether this guy can get it together or not. The same thing they did with Boyd. So I don't know why anybody in this town would be upset about this, because we've known this for ever since this ownership's had this group, that we have our niche. Our niche is we want controllable years at a low number when we make a trade, or we get a veteran that we're taking a chance on that is kind of a retread, like Cobb. So I'm not so sure why anybody would be upset about this. We weren't going out and get. If you look at the teams that did strike big were teams that have large payrolls that were willing to take on future payroll. That's not who we are.
Robert, this is where what they did is responsible.
They're going to say you've been brainwashed by the Dolans.
What the Guardians did was responsible. So if they're going to be a responsible franchise, am I supposed to kill them for being a responsible franchise, Robert?
No, you can't, because we know this. Okay. This is nothing new that we haven't known for years.
But for the instant gratification of quote-unquote going for the gusto, think about this. Okay, they're in a city where you have an owner with the basketball team that has been willing to do just about anything.
Right.
Anything at any time, and actually spending, and I say quote unquote red because I don't know if that's altogether the truth, but they said they took a loss that year. Spend himself into the red to win a championship in 2016, right? Then you have the Browns, and clearly they're willing to do anything to try to win. I mean, they'll trade anybody at any given time. It doesn't matter.
They'll convert cash overnight to get guys.
But you, exactly. But you also have you have a team here that does have constraints because you're in a non-capped league. And so you leave your fans between a rock and a hard place. It is possible to win a World Series. It's not like we're doing the impossible. They got to Game 7 just 8 years ago, right? But it's that thirst to get over the hump, and are you willing to do so? Well, yeah, maybe they're willing to do so, but are they willing to risk putting themselves in a terrible situation in 3 years? I don't think they're willing to do that, no.
Can I say one thing real quick to Anthony about last year when they made the Savali trade? Is that I think the reason why people were upset was not because they thought we were going to win the World Series, but we were one game out when they made that deal. And in this town with the Guardians, we need hope. And any kind of hope with our budget is important. And I think last year people were upset because After one game out, we traded arguably one of our best pitchers.
I mean, I thought we stunk last year.
Thanks
I thought we
call,
had,
Robert.
You're right, you're probably, you
I thought we
right.
had no shot.
Robert, thank you for the call. We do have to run. 216-474-0092.
It's never fun to give up on a year. I get that, and that was waving the white flag, and we wonder, what does that do to the clubhouse? But what does that do to the future of the Guardians? Well, a year later, they seem to be doing just fine.
There's differences here because, like, a couple of weeks ago, like, the Cubs are still kind of in it. And they've been bad over the last 10 games. But, like, the Cubs fans, they were upset. What are you doing? We're, like, two games out. Now they're seven games out of the wild card. They don't even have to worry about it. But you have a team like the Cardinals. They're three games above 500. I know this is nationally, but they're only two games out. Okay, well, the Cardinals are adding. They're adding. And so that's going to throw some fan bases off because clearly you see, well, you're two games out. Why are you adding? Why are we taking away? So the extra wild card spot is doing exactly what they wanted it to do. Like, we are tooth and nails fighting over what our ideas are of baseball team building.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.